Now, this was widely expected after the departure of Benny Gantz and also the former military chief of staff, Gary Eisenkot, who held an observer role on the war cabinet. They joined after October 7 to stop the far right from making key decisions on war efforts and also to show unity. Now, the far right elements of the government, specifically the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gavir, and the Finance Minister, Bezalel Smotrich, they have been pushing for a spot on this very limited war cabinet. And this is really being now seen as a move, as a way of preventing this from happening, which could further strain relations with international partners. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, says he'll now consult with a limited forum for sensitive decisions. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.